Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Naga Embrace. Not many people know of the existence of the Naga. They are a mythological race of half-human, half-snake. While some of them are capable of transforming themselves into a more human shape. Generally speaking, if you meet them, they are in their half-human, half-snake form, with the top half being human. They tend to be very strong, some of them capable of magic, and they can be surprisingly fast, similar to snakes. Where they are found is unfortunately not very well documented. There are still rumors every now and then, whispers of where they appear. Sometimes there is talk of people being taken by the Naga. And yet, there's never any clarification on what happens or where they go. I wonder if you're about to find out. When you meet new people, it's common to look into their eyes, and maybe that's where you noticed something was different. Irises are supposed to be round, not almost like slits vertical across the eye. And the color of their eyes was almost golden, while it was dark where you were. Somehow the reflection of their eyes made it very visible. How long would you be accidentally staring at them, wondering if what you're seeing is real? I wonder if you even know why you're here or where you are. It's kind of irrelevant. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself staring, looking into those golden eyes staring back. Their face, strangely pale. Or maybe there's a different coloration occurring. How deep would you get lost in those eyes, and is that depth entirely your own doing or your undoing? It is said that they do wield some natural forms of magic, enchantments. How easy would it be to capture your imagination, to take your attention and draw it all to themselves? It is their eyes that really pull you in before you're able to notice anything else. It might even feel as if you're being drawn to them, slowly pulled in by some unseen force, unaware of a strange pressure that is placed against your back. As their lower snake body begins to wrap around you, your eyes are still locked onto theirs. For a fraction of a second, you can even notice a forked tongue slithering quickly, tasting the air, noticing you. I wonder if it could taste your emotions, your current state, your sense of being. There's a strange movement around your body, and while your mind is getting caught further and further into that stare, those beautiful golden eyes, your body is being wrapped in coils of strong snake body. Each one pushing you slowly closer. Their lower body is so long, so flexible. Iridescent, shimmering scales in whatever light is there. You may even notice some patterns, but it's difficult to tell because your eyes are still firmly locked onto theirs. And then you slowly feel the pressure of the snake body around you. While their arms gently caress your face, and their snake-like tongue tastes the air, those wrap around your body, sometimes making it difficult to breathe. But the stare is so deep that there is little else to think. The forked tongue slithers in and out of their mouth, getting so close it can flick over your skin. The coils, the strong snake body is carefully maneuvering itself to begin to tease you. It's almost as if it is feeding on certain emotions. There is a certain smile on their face, while their eyes are still pulling your mind in deeper. Their body is slowly stimulating you. It is rubbing bobbing back and forth, making sure that you feel every little thing. As you get more relaxed and you start to sing in their rhythmic teasing, your mind is slowly surrendering to the sweetness, your body held in those strong coils as you continue to stare deeply. It is almost rocking you to sleep, gently making you feel sensual sensations while your mind is so tired and begins to drift. As there is no other way to go but down, deeper. Their stare is so intense, it's almost like it's pulsing with pleasure as the coils wrap themselves tighter, knowing exactly where to press to stimulate you. And there are these moments when their forked tongue slithers back and forth over your skin, while your eyes continue to stare blankly, your mind empty and lost in sensations. It's like they are tasting the lack of thought, feeding on your emotions and sensations. Sometimes they squeeze a little too tight, making it hard to breathe and holding you like that. Maybe a little too long, and then they continue teasing with pressure and pleasure. It's almost as if they are performing a ritual with your body and mind. Their movements so practiced, so deliberate, so structured. It pulls you down deeper to little drips and drops, drifting further. As they continue to wrap themselves around, each coil caresses certain parts and knows where to press. It continues to stroke and stimulate you everywhere. And the more your mind melts, the more it smiles at your helplessness. It doesn't take long for it to completely tease you deep. What will it do with you here? Will it continue to tease you, drive you deliciously, craving with lust? Will it imprint itself onto you so you have dreams and desires of this strange creature? Is it feeding on your thoughts, emotions, feelings? Their whole presence is almost magical with their pretty iridescent scales. And their strong body holds you with ease, continuing to rhythmically rub you mindless. It may lead to an edge, or maybe it is merely some comfy teasing, some sleepy sensual surrender. As the Naga hypnotizes you deeper, you fall further, and it's enjoying leaving you so helpless in its coils. In a moment, this file may end, and if my voice follows, you can remain wonderfully deep. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you may be released from the coil, leaving your body sensitive and very responsive. You might feel some additional lasting longing, but only inspiring you to feel good. A few more flicks of that flexible forked tongue tasting your skin. There stare, golden and deep. Enjoy.